I also did some other things because I had a good friend who was working in the original computer designs. Then Illinois at that time was building the Ordvac and the Iliac, the Iliac 1, and I had a friend who was in there. So I did two things. I did a transducer design on the Ordvac, where this was, since at that time there were, what, about a half a dozen computers in the world. And then I did something more interesting on the Iliac 1. I did these sort of as a sideline. One thing they were doing on the nerve projects, when they were doing these damages or destroying sections, they had people count up how many cells were destroyed. And you know, you look through a microscope and you count them in a region and you count and you count and you count. And so I got interested in whether one could do this automatically. And at that time, there were a couple of experimental flying spot scanners with the on microscopes where the image was projected onto a television, a pickup tube, really, and scanned. They were pretty experimental. And I didn't get too, I didn't get involved in the equipment, but I was interested then in whether one could program a computer for doing this, and I did that. I programmed a computer. I actually fed in the simulated images you would get out of such a scanner, and the idea was to count and size them, in other words, and for any shape of cell. So if you had cells of different shapes, it would tell you there are five in this size range and 23 in that size range. And that I published in the Review of Scientific Instruments in 1954.
Yeah, that caught my eye. That
as far as I know, and since I never worked more in that field, but I do know a little more about it, it was probably the first computer vision, let's say, thing done, published, and whatever.